The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at weightwatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
I should probably use their real names, but I'm just going to say, Your Highness, Tiffany. I'm sorry.
Yeah. There's not much else.
Ed McVeigh and Maisie Smith. How are you guys? Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
Great to have you guys in. And a very exciting reason why you're in as well, because there is a stage adaptation of what was a TV series, a film, and originally a book called The Talented Mr. Ripley.
Yeah.
So you're bringing it to the stage.
We are.
Is this more based, do you think, on the original book, or are we basing it on the film?
It's very much the book.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah, very much the book. And there's actually things in the film that were changed from the book.
Right.
So there's actually the film did an alternate ending, which isn't in the book.
Okay.
So we've got very much the ending that Patricia Highsmith intended.
Yeah.
So people come out and they're like, what?
I thought,
That's not how I remember it.
Well, that's actually great though, isn't it? That there's, I suppose, not a new story to tell, but for a lot of the audience, there may be a new story to tell because they may not have read the book from
exactly.
the 50s.
Yeah, it's very different outcome. Throughout the whole show, it's different. So I guess, yeah, people don't know what to expect, which is good for a story that's been adapted a few times, but people still don't know what they're going to expect when they watch the show, which is good.
Okay. And so then when you guys got the call that this was happening, how far back had your knowledge gone? And you don't have to spoof here. You can give me the truth. Like, had you ever read the book, or were you just like me, have seen the movies?
No, I hadn't read the book.
No. I'd seen the film.
Sure.
Which actually came out before I was born, which is...
Don't say that, because I remember that came out. I was a grown-ass adult at that point. Yeah. So thank you very much for that.
It came out the year I was born, so...
Okay, that's a movie for me, I'm much better, I'll be honest with you. So that was Gwyneth and Matt Damon and Jude Law.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Great film, but we specifically don't... We try not to to watch things... Like the series and the film. Once I got the part, I was like,
I can't separate yourself from it.
You can't see what Gwyneth is up to.
No.
Yeah, it's too much. Yeah. It's too much.
But that's great then, because it allows you guys to then put your stamp on these characters.
Yeah.
You know, I suppose based on the words that are in front of you in terms of a script, but then bringing everything you have to offer to that.
Exactly, yeah. And like, because it's on stage for the first time, it is inherently theatrical. The play has got a certain, I don't know, pizzazz about it that you couldn't put on screen. It wouldn't work.
Gotcha.
So it is just different. So you can't take any outside influence because it just wouldn't translate the same way.
Gotcha.
However, on the book, having since read the book, the book is fantastic,
really?
And I really recommend anyone to read it. You really get an understanding, as much of an understanding of this person as you can.
And I could be wrong, but I think it's part of a series of books that she wrote. And didn't she call them, instead of the Iliad, the Ripley
Ad? Which is crazy. I think there's four or five
of them, right?
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, because they follow him from when he was like in his mid early 20s all the way up to his like 70s, 80s.
Oh, what do you
think? So yeah, it's his whole life. It's his whole life, I believe.
And I believe he says knowing everything.
Yeah,
I think so, yeah. I read it somewhere.
Yeah, well, 1955 is when it was, so we're passing the 70th anniversary of these books. It's amazing. Okay, so let's be honest. You guys are doing this in the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre, amazing spot, from the 10th to the 14th of March.
Mm-hmm.
Have you spoken to the people involved and realised that you are here the week running up to St. Patrick's Day? Because that's a brave move, my friend.
Yeah, just discovered.
Is it a good thing or a bad thing? I don't know.
I think it's
we're
a great
thing.
We're
either going to have the rowdiest audience or no audience at all.
No, they'll be out.
They'll be out in force. That's
for
good.
Sure.
I think it's the perfect time. Yeah. I think it's for people out celebrating. I think people are going to want to come sit one good night out, which it is. It's a fantastic night out.
Okay, well, tickets are on sale right now, so get them, do not be disappointed. 10th to Saturday the 14th, it's Tuesday to Saturday, it runs in the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. It is The Talented Mr. Ripley. You guys have done so much in your very young lives, as we've already discovered, because you were barely alive when the first movie came out. But Maisie, I was asking people around, you know, the office, I was telling you guys were coming in, and all anybody said to me was this.
Having a party in there. It's going to be brilliant. Do you want to come?
Maybe.
Well, you can't. You're in a fire.
LFI, not Fippin' Invited.
Now, I was reluctant to bring that up because I'm sure everywhere you go...
We were just talking about this in the car, actually.
Yeah, but not only that, can I just tell everybody that Maisie was mouthing along word for word.
I don't think that's the first time you've heard that.
I realise.
I like it. It's my staple piece.
Yeah.
No, I was saying to Ed before, it's probably the most common thing I get in the streets.
Gotcha.
The way people would say to my mum on the show, they'd shout, Ricky!
Yeah.
I get, you're NFI. And then I just answer that with the correct answer.
Yes, of course.
And that's the whole interaction. And then we don't even speak ever again. It's just,
It does funny, but I guess, look, it's testament to how long your career's been. I mean, you said there, am I on helium? No, you were a literal
actual child.
Yes.
Baby. No, I love it. It's iconic that I managed to create such a memorable slogan. How was it? Seven, eight?
That's wild.
That's pretty iconic. I was at my peak then. I feel like I've only gone downhill from there.
Well, I'm glad that's what gets shouted at you, because I have this radio show. I've been doing this for 20-something years. And the one thing people shout at me, especially out of white vans, is wash your legs, you filthy animal, because I don't wash my legs in the shower. What? And I've asked people like you this question for the last like 5 or 6 years.
Right.
Do you wash your legs in the shower? And people 60-40 say yes and no. But then this is the thing. So like, I'll be walking down the road, like I finish the show, going home, and I'll just hear, "Hey, Dave, wash your legs. Wash your legs, you filthy animal." So I'm like,
that's brilliant.
At least NFI is a bit less intrusive, perhaps.
Sure.
Although I will ask
Have you started washing your legs?
No, not at all. I'm never rebelling against it. Yes.
Yeah, you now just not wash?
Oh, no, I wash. This is very important. I absolutely wash. I'm a very clean individual.
Uh-huh.
I
hope just below the waist, rancid.
You know, I think it's gravity and suds take care of.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Hair on hot spots, absolutely.
Sure.
But be honest. But then be honest. Like, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Every time.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's part of the I'll lift a leg up.
Yeah, it might be a brief second.
Oh sure, I'm not getting a sponge.
Yeah, but
like I'll be like I think it's part of the whole.
Twice a week, I will give it
the whole thing. I could scrub
it.
The
rest of that, it's just a quick.
Yeah, it's a suds sort of situation. Yeah.
Well, thank you for not ridiculing me completely. A lot of my guests have. Ed, again, I was walking around the office talking to people about you coming in. Obviously, the Crown.
Who's he?
No. There was an awful lot of the Crown fans. But how was that experience? People were dying to know, like. Like, it's such a big show.
Yeah. Yeah, it was incredible. I mean, I was such a big fan of the show anyway. And I remember, I think I was saying to my, I was saying to my family when it first came out, because I was recommending it to everyone when it first came out. And I was like, if I could be in something like that by the end of my career, that would be wonderful.
Wow.
So for that to be the first sort of go on screen was quite alarming at the start. But because it was the sixth season, it was such a well-oiled machine.
Yes.
And there had been so many sort of semi-debut performances on it. So they knew that coming into it is can be terrifying.
Yeah.
But they were very good, and they had lots of time, and they had lots of space for people to like figure it out. They knew it was my first screen job, so they were very good at giving me the correct direction and the correct help for me to attempt to do something worthy of that show. So it was, but it was awesome. It was very, very special, and I was actively trying to not let it pass me by.
And all the cast change, isn't it? Like when it changes era.
Yeah, every two seasons they change.
Because I was just talking to the guys from Bridgerton, for example, and they were saying, talking about all the new cast coming in to this season four, for example, that they were given the space and they were welcomed in. But I guess because so many of the cast of Bridgerton run all the way through, there are only a few new faces. But as you said, everyone who comes in is effectively making a debut at the beginning of that set of seasons.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and everyone has to, even like the greats, have to find their feet in it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there was stories where like Imelda was saying, like, in the first couple of weeks, you're like, you feel like you've never acted before. Because you're doing something so iconic.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're pointed over to Maisie because she is inherently
iconic.
Iconic,
yes.
But coming in on the second season, the sort of back end of it, I had all of those people were so settled.
Gotcha.
That I was like, okay, you kind of lead by example.
That makes sense. The other thing that people were talking to me about around the office was you and Khloe Kardashian effectively being BFFs.
What?
I wouldn't go that far. I really wouldn't go that far.
Well, that's what I was told. But she
I think we spoke twice.
Okay, but
in person?
No. She commented on my Instagram about saying like about my physique, like she wanted me to train her in the gym. And I said, yeah, sure.
Has that since happened?
I said thanks, chicken.
Yeah, you did say thanks, chicken, which was an incredibly amazing thing to reply with, which was amazing.
Yeah, I mean, the what she said was like, "Oh, you look insane." So I was like, "Oh, thanks, chicken." Mm. Like that to me, I thought that was like
the end of the
universe.
But I don't
think
people liked that.
Oh, they thought you were calling her a chicken. Like, you coward!
Like, it's horrible. People, I thought I was referring to her body
as
chicken, and I was like, guys, you know, this is just what I'm
just sort of British
being nice.
Chicken.
That's what I call my friends. So yeah, that was funny, but that's actually funny that people think we're BFFs.
Oh, like, I think you should.
Lean on that since.
She wished you a happy birthday.
Yeah.
But I've been pretty busy.
Sure. Yeah.
And
so she, I suppose.
You're on rehearsals. I mean, there's a lot. There's a lot.
I'm doing a play.
Speaking of the play, it is The Talented Mr. Ripley. It runs from the 10th to the 14th of March. It's going to be in the Borgosh Energy Theatre. Get your tickets. Do not be disappointed. Ed and Maisie, thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
Come see the show.
I definitely will. I'll be down to see it.
Dave Moore on Today FM.